Welcome back, friends. It's time for a Midweek Mini, and today we are going over one of the biggest, best deals in all of points and miles travel. No matter our thoughts on Southwest and their changes, they still have a companion pass, and we're going to tell you all about it.
Yes, we are. You guys, this is one of my absolute favorite things in the entire world of points and miles, and even though I have considered foregoing Southwest completely because I am so annoyed with a lot of things that they are doing, when it comes down to it, I know that I use the companion pass just about more than anything else as a person who flies out of a very major Southwest hub, and it is such an extraordinary deal. So this is a mini episode. We have actually done two full-length episodes on this topic. So I will link the full-length episode from last year around this time, because we are going to try to give you a bird's eye overview of the companion pass. And we want to tell you what has changed since the last time we recorded. But if you really feel like after you listen to this today, you feel like you need more details, the longer episode might have those. And you are also welcome to message us or email us, DM us anytime with questions, because we realize companion pass and all the rules and timing is a little bit tricky. But goodness gracious, is it worth it? So why don't we just start with what is the Southwest Companion Pass?
Yes, so the Southwest Companion Pass is not a one-time buy one, get one free flight for a companion. No, no. If you earn this pass and you do it the way that we're going to recommend, you can have a buy one, get one free pass for almost 2 full years. And this means literally you could fly every single day on Southwest Airlines and bring your companion for only the cost of taxes and fees for your companion. You can use points to pay for your flight. And then for your companion, all you have to do is pay for their taxes and fees. You do not have to pay cash or points for the cost of their fare, only taxes and fees. That is insane, guys. If you earn this pass, you should maximize your travel strategically for the places that Southwest flies domestically. We are hoping Southwest is expanding things. I think that there's going to be more international options soon. They have a couple, and potentially, we don't know details, but potentially a companion could go on those flights too. So it could even get more valuable. But for now, if you're interested in earning the Southwest Companion Pass, be thinking of all the incredible domestic destinations you want to go to, plus maybe Costa Rica or something, because you can take your companion for just the taxes and fees. There are no blackout dates. As long as there is an extra seat on that flight when you're booking, you can add your companion.
Yeah. And one of the things about the companion pass is that you assign a person who is your companion, but you can change that 3 times per year. So realistically, most of us travel over and over again with the same couple of people. So really, this kind of covers everything that you might need to do in a year for most people, unless you just have a revolving door of friends that you're trying to fly with you. And in which case, you know, I don't know what to tell you about that. But this, I have gotten a lot of DMs where people were very confused about, like, is this a one-time pass? Can I do this if I buy my ticket with points? A lot of people thought you had to buy your seat with cash in order to get to take the companion with you. There are a lot of misconceptions, probably because this seems too good to be true. And usually when something seems too good to be true, it is. But in this case, with the Southwest Companion Pass, it is actually as amazing as it sounds and relatively very easy to earn, which is why with all of the other changes, we're a little skeptical that it's going to stay this easy to earn. So if you have the opportunity to jump on it, if it serves your needs, if you fly Southwest a lot, you fly with other people on Southwest a lot, and you live somewhere that has plenty of Southwest flights, and if you have opened less than 5 cards in the last 24 months, personal cards, then you might be in a spot where this is the right time for you.
Yep. And let's give you the basics of how to do this. So your goal in order to do this is going to be to earn 135,000 Southwest Rapid Rewards points in a calendar year. We're going to explain, we're going to get into details about how that works because it's very important. It is in a calendar year. You need, if you are starting right now, it's November of 2025, you need to earn your 135,000 points after January 1st, 2026. And we're going to explain that and why we're talking about it now in November. If we still have a couple months to go, we're going to explain that. One important piece of the puzzle to keep into mind, you need 135,000 points. Really, you only need 125 because there are 10,000 companion pass boosting points yearly that Southwest gives you after January 1st. So really in your mind, the magic number is 125,000 because you're going to get that extra 10,000 points for companion pass. Those are not points that you can spend on flights. It just boosts the number of points you have for the companion pass. So Joe, let's get into, tell them your strategy. Strategy number one, which is the most mainstream strategy, the way most people earn this pass. It starts right now. So what do you need to do to get started?
Yeah. So a lot of people heard a couple months ago that there was an elevated Southwest offer. We talked about it quite a bit because it was a great offer and could actually get you through this companion pass route. But they have just elevated their personal card again, which I honestly did not know if that was going to happen. So I was really excited when I saw this. So right now you can get 85,000 Rapid Rewards points when you spend only $3,000 in the first 3 months, which is a great spend. It's a very easy spend for most people to do. And the strategy goes like this. You open the card right now. And between now and the end of December, you spend no more than $2,500, in my opinion. I always caution people to leave the last $500 as a cushion because if you get a little bit too close, it's too easy to tip over that line and to hit your sign-up bonus before January. And remember, you have to earn these points, all of them, in one calendar year in order to have your pass. They reset. The companion qualifying points reset January 1st. So if you were to get the card now and earn the signup bonus before the end of December, you would have those points to spend. You would have your 85,000 points, but you would not have 85,000 points towards a companion pass because on January 1st, that counter goes back to zero. So you're going to open the personal card and you are going to spend, do all your Christmas shopping, do all of your regular bills, up until you reach $2,500 and then put it away. And on January 1st, you can bring that sucker back out, spend that $500 as quickly as is feasible in your life, and then you will be awarded the 85,000 point signup bonus. And remember, as Mary Ellen said, you will also have a little 10,000 point bump. So now you are at 95,000 points towards your companion pass, and now you just need 40,000 more points to go. So how are we going to get those 40,000 points?
Okay, the second half of this strategy is you are going to potentially, if it works for you, if you're cool with it, if you have a little side hustle, you are going to apply for a business credit card. If you have a small business, if you have a big business, you can apply for a business credit card and then earn that welcome offer. The two welcome offers are going to put you over the edge for that 135,000 points that you needed to get your companion pass. Couple things to know. You will be paying the annual fee on both cards. However, it is worth it if you're going to get value out of this companion pass, taking flight after flight after flight for your companion for free. So you got to weigh the options here. Don't go for this if you don't think you're actually going to fly on Southwest multiple times in the next, year and a half, 2 years. it might not be right for you. Just because it's a great deal doesn't mean it's the right deal for you if you never fly Southwest, if you don't think you're going somewhere. But if you think you will use it, then those annual fees, that it, the deal pays for itself. I mean, it is so worth it if you're going to use it, okay? So that's the combo, people getting a personal card, then a business card, boom, they're over the magic number. That strategy works for a lot of people. It's not the right strategy for everyone. So we're going to tell you a couple other ideas.
If you guys have questions about business cards and about applying for them, you absolutely can reach out to us. It definitely is not for everybody. Everybody does not have a business. Everybody does not feel comfortable applying for business cards when they don't have lots of business spend. But most people have a business that they don't realize can qualify them for a business credit card. So if you do have questions, absolutely feel free to ask us. But the next strategy is a way to do this exact same thing without messing around with the business card side of things. And this is actually the way that Mary Ellen earned her companion pass that you heard us talk about last year. So it starts exactly the same way. You get the personal card. Now is a great time to do this. So you've got plenty of time to spend and earn. And also, I didn't say this during my strategy, but I would open it as soon as possible to give yourself as much time between applications as possible. No bank, even if it's a personal and a business, likes to see your applications super close together. So if you're opening it at the beginning of November, that gives you a couple months until January, and that will give you better chances of approval. So with Mary Ellen's strategy, which I'm going to let her walk you through, you do exactly the same thing up through earning the personal signup bonus. So you're going to get it. You're going to spend. You're going to cut yourself off at $2,500. You're going to finish the last $500 in the beginning of January. And then that is where the next part of the strategy without business cards comes into play.
Okay, this second strategy works really well if you have a player two that's involved. That's probably when it works the best. But it can be done. You can earn it with just the personal card and then putting a large part of your spend on it after January 1st. It can be done like that. But what my strategy really revolved around the fact that I tracked Southwest for many years. Every year in February, they typically offer, and this has remained true to this day, but there's so many changes at Southwest that who knows what's going to happen. In February, they have offered a mini companion pass as one of their card offering. And this is if someone signed up for the personal card, they had a very small amount of points, not the big chunk of points that you could get now with this current offer of 85,000 points. But it's more like traditionally it's been about 30,000 points, plus you got a companion pass good for the rest of the calendar year. So I knew that I had a player two, and I was going to refer him for the personal card when February came around. That meant that me as player one, say I did this current signup bonus, right now I applied, I was working towards my 85,000 points. After the new year, I got a 10,000 point boost, companion pass qualifying boost of points. So that puts me at 95 plus a little spend. Then in February, I referred my player two. That gave me a referral. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick break from the episode just because we want to tell you about our favorite loungewear company. Yes, you know, you keep hearing us talk about comfort, and it is because we truly love it. I cannot stop buying things.
I know, it's actually become a little bit of a problem, but also it has solved some problems for me because I kind of agonize over gift giving. Like, I want everything to be like the perfect present, and if I can't think of anything, it kind of makes me grumpy. This has solved this problem in so many ways for me because there literally is not a single person in my life who I can't go to the Comfort website and find something to give them, including my dog, who I think needs a little hoodie to match the rest of the family.
Yes!
I don't know about you.
Oh my gosh, you have to. This is the Christmas for sure in both of our homes where it's going to be, and you get comfort, and you get comfort, and you get a hoodie, and you get a hoodie. Everyone gets a hoodie.
It literally is the Oprah moment that I've always dreamed of, but I truly have. When we go to my parents' house and we're having like everybody there, literally everyone's getting something from Comfort. So guys, right now they're still having their early Black Friday sale, and things are selling out like hotcakes, but they're also replenishing. So make sure that you're getting on the website to take advantage of these amazing prices.
And the quality is so good. When we went trick-or-treating, I wore a whole comfort jumpsuit. I had on a hoodie, I had on the sweatpants. My husband also had on a different brand, but he had on warm weather clothing. He was cold. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm not at all cold because the comfort stuff is so warm. I mean, it is perfect for winter. And then recently they put out this buffalo check, you know, perfect red and black check for the holidays. I snatched that up so fast. When you see stuff on their website, please act fast because it sells out. It sells out every single time. Sometimes you can still hop on a pre-order to get stuff, but it'll be a couple months delayed. So if you see something and you want it, go for it.
And like she said, she had on a whole set because you've got pants, you've got hoodies, you've got zip-ups, you've got pajamas, you've got blankets. Guys, there are now suitcases.
Okay, guys, so we do have a link and we so appreciate it because this is one of the ways that you can give back to the podcast without it costing you anything. I mean, you are getting the clothes that you're purchasing. So yes, that costs something. But you get 15% off with our link and it will support our podcast. So it would just mean so much to us. We are really so grateful. We do not have affiliate links, credit card links right now. So this is a way that you can purchase something for your family to love and it helped the podcast.
And just as a reminder, that 15% does stack on top of the sale prices. So this is a great time to take advantage of that. You can find the link in our show notes. And now we will get right back to the episode.
It was 20,000 points. Referrals change from time to time, how much they give you for those. But I got 20,000 points from a referral. Then it worked really well for our family because ultimately I did get enough points for my companion pass. My husband got a companion pass good for the rest of the year. And then two of our kids could fly free with us. So I was very committed that first time I earned a companion pass. I did not want a business card. So I decided I'm going to make this happen without a business card. Referrals are going to be key for that strategy because you need a couple other big chunks of points. Now, other things that can really help you. I hit the Southwest shopping portal pretty hard, earned a lot of companion pass qualifying points that way. I booked some hotels with Southwest Hotels. There were some big points offerings for booking hotels that way. So I had to get a little more creative. But if you are not a fan of the business card, it can still be done. I've done it. My family benefited from it. I have never to this day had a Southwest business credit card. I probably will at some point, but I haven't yet. And I was able to get companion pass. It is doable.
And now they've launched Southwest Cruises as well. So if you guys are cruising people, you can book your cruises through the Southwest portal. And that's another way to earn rapid rewards points for that as well. So there's a couple things that definitely can be done if you get really creative about it. Also, even if you don't have a player two, referrals still go towards companion pass. So if you know anybody else in your life that would benefit from a Southwest card that just doesn't care about the companion pass, but really likes to fly Southwest and maybe would like to travel a little bit on points, you know, I'm not saying to push this on your friends and family like an MLM, but if you have someone who is interested, that can be a great way to get 20,000 points towards your companion pass. And so that can definitely pay off. In fact, this year, I'm going to be getting a one-year companion pass because mine expires in December, and I got 3 referrals this year, I think. And so between my 3 referrals and opening the new personal card again, rather than go for a second business card starting in January, I'm just going to take advantage of what I earned this year already and finish it before the end of the year. And then I will just have a 1-year companion pass for next year. So that is the interesting thing with the timing of all of this is there are ways to do it where you can just hurry up, do it all right now and get it for 1 year. But the timing that we're talking you through is extremely important if you want to get it for the max amount of time possible. And right now, what makes this so beautiful is that ideally it balances out where when your companion pass is finally expiring 2 years from now, you are then becoming able to reopen the cards and start the process again. Now, we don't know if things are going to change, but as of right now, that's what makes this such a cool thing, as it replenishes itself over and over and over if you time everything out properly.
There have been people who have done this, like they have done this cycle of earning the pass for up to 2 years over and over and over again, because unless they change things, which Chase and Southwest seem to be doing a lot these days, you can re-earn the welcome offer if it's been at least 24 months since you last earned the welcome offer. So the timing gets a little tricky, but it can be done. The other thing I would caution you with, what Joanna mentioned, yes, you can earn the pass for 1 year like Joanna's doing, because she's signing up for the card right now and she already has a healthy chunk of points for this year. If you have no Southwest Rapid Rewards points right now, then no, earning the 85,000 before the end of the year will not earn you a companion pass for next year. You have to get to 135,000 points. So if you're starting from scratch, then please, whatever you do, do not spend that welcome offer $3,000 until after January 1st. You can spend a lot of it, like Joe said, but not all of it. Make sure, we have heard many a stories of someone who got a new credit card, they put it in their Amazon account, you know, and then their spouse went online, unbeknownst to them, bought some things that put them over the $3,000 before the end of the year. So heartbreaking. Okay. So heartbreaking. So spend that $2,500 and then make sure nothing is going to auto, you know, bill to that account, or no one's going to accidentally use it to buy something online to mess you up. Now, let's get into a couple of things, a couple of changes that Southwest is making that we don't love. It's just good to mention this, because it's still, no matter what, deal-wise, it's a great deal to earn this companion pass, but reminder that Southwest is changing some things.
Yeah, they are. And the, well, you know, I call this a bummer because I personally like the open season on seating, but a lot of people don't find this to be a bummer. I've actually heard that a lot of people are thrilled about assigned seating. Okay, so as of January 27th, it will be assigned seats. Now, there's a couple things that are interesting. If you are doing the two-card method, and one of your cards is a business card, some of those business cards do come with the perk that allows you to select the cheapest seats right when you're booking. If you are doing one card strategy, the personal card, the Southwest Rapid Rewards Plus card, comes with the ability to choose your seat within 48 hours of departure. So my theory on this is that the way we all used to scramble and set an alarm 24 hours out to check in and get our spot in line, now people are just going to be sitting there at the 48 hour mark, like refreshing, trying to grab their seats. I think it's going to be relatively easy to at least find two seats together. My theory is that it will be okay, and we don't need to be spending the extra money for the fancy seats. Who knows? We might get to next year and I might eat my words, and I will admit that when that time comes.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes we make predictions on this show because we're thinking ahead, we're looking at patterns, and we make predictions. And most of the time, we've been pretty good on those, but we can certainly be wrong as well. So that standard seating that you can choose 48 hours if you have the personal card, that is for the card member and up to 8 additional passengers if they're on the same reservation. So you should be able to choose for your whole family if you have that card. A couple of other changes that affect a fewer amount of people, but to me, they're pretty frustrating. One, if you are in a battery-operated wheelchair, then they have some new rules that they're saying is in the name of safety with lithium batteries, saying that you have to take the battery out of your powered chair, carry it onto the aircraft yourself, which I don't know how someone who's in a powered chair is supposed to do. There are some people in the disability community who are upset about these changes. It's going to make it more complicated, as if things need to be any more complicated for people who already are having, you know, to go through all of the issues that come with flying when you have a disability. So don't love that. I wish that they would do what they could to cater to the people with disabilities and make it a little easier for them. Mm-hmm. The other change that they're making, which they posted about recently, and they said something wonderful is coming. Something wonderful is coming. What that thing that is wonderful is tree nuts, pistachios, now going to be offered to people in extra legroom seats starting, I believe it's in January. And to me, so I have children that have life-threatening tree nut allergies. There are almost 4 million people in the United States that have life-threatening tree nut allergies. In this day and age, when more people have these nut allergies than ever, I don't understand why they need to like bring back nuts. Like, oh, yay, here comes some tree nuts when you are on an airplane where you cannot get to a hospital immediately. If I was a flight attendant, I would not be thrilled about this because I hope I'm ready to use an EpiPen. It's just a little frustrating for me. I wish that airlines would be, I just don't know why. There's so many allergy-friendly snack options, fantastic allergy-friendly snack options. Why you are introducing a tree nut that you were not already offering, I don't understand. So yeah. I'm pretty bummed about that.
I if they do away with those little pretzels they have right now, I'm going to be sad because I love those little like Maui flavored pretzels, whatever they are. But I do have to admit, my first instinct when I saw pistachios, I was like, I love pistachios. My second instinct was Mary Ellen's children. Like, so
I know.
I mean,
well, you know, I had the situation recently on Lufthansa where they brought these little paninis. It was just a ham and cheese panini. And it didn't even cross my mind. And it's on me as a parent of a child with severe allergies to read every label. But it was just bread and ham and cheese. And I thought, oh, great, this is fine. Because I had a whole ordeal about the regular meal. But this is just a little bread and ham and cheese. Beautiful. And then I found out after my child ate them that the bread was made with almond flour. And
what?
She had hives after that. And I'm like, we are literally up in the air with nowhere to go to emergency care. We are over the ocean right now. It was very scary. It was, again, my fault. But I just wish more airlines would eliminate these most common and these most life-threatening anaphylaxis allergens.
Yeah, you think they would not even want to mess with the potential lawsuit.
Right, right. So, legal stuff.
Seems dumb to me. All right, is that all of the changes we need to go over?
That's all we're going to cover today, guys. This is just a mini episode. It's one of our longer mini episodes, but we know that this is one of the best deals in all of Points and Miles, and so we had to tell you about it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. If it makes sense for your travel plans, you absolutely should take advantage of this, especially because we don't know what's going to change. And I just wanted to go over one more myth that's out there before we wrap up here, because I literally have gotten several messages from people who seem to believe that you have to essentially buy your companion pass with the 135,000 points. And I'm here to tell you guys, no, you do not. You get to keep and spend all of those points you've earned. All you have to do is hit the number and they're like, congratulations, the pass is yours. And also, you have literally just earned yourself enough points realistically to fly you and a person for, I feel like my stockpile lasted me well over a year after I earned the two signup bonuses from those two cards. Like, those are a lot of points.
I still haven't used cash.
Flown Southwest cash.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever paid cash on Southwest Airlines since getting into Points and Miles, since earning my companion pass. It's just points.
Yeah. If you're looking for deals on Southwest, if you're waiting for sales, if you're going back in and rebooking when the price drops, there's a lot of ins and outs of Southwest that we could probably spend some time talking about. If you guys would like a follow-up to the companion pass where we talk about ways to dig into getting the best deal on Southwest, to price changing on Southwest, kind of those little intricate things that you have to learn along the way, we would be more than happy to do kind of a follow-up Southwest mini with some of those things in there. So you guys reach out and let us know if that's something you would like to hear. Please remember that if you would like to sign up for this card, we do have a link for you, and I will put it in the show notes so that you can go and get your 85,000 point sign up bonus and get started on your companion pass journey. And this link will work for the personal card and the business. So make sure that you are selecting the card that you actually need. Make sure it's the right one with the right sign up bonus. And guys, we're just really excited to hear about everyone who earns this pass because you learned about it here from us.
Okay, if you have had a Southwest Companion Pass, I want you over in our Facebook group to tell us how you earned it. Did you get a combination of a personal card and a business card? Did you sign up on maybe that February deal and earn it for the rest of the year? You can even if you get in that February deal, you can spend enough or have enough referrals to ultimately extend your pass from 1 year to almost 2 full years. Tell us your Companion Pass journey. It will help everyone to hear from you. Tell us where it took you. Maybe give us a trip report of somewhere that you went with your companion pass. We would absolutely love to hear from you. If you are not in our Facebook group, search on Facebook and search for Wonderland on Points, Traveling on Points. You'll find our Facebook group and share with us there because we would love to hear from you.
Bye, everybody.
See you next time.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.